whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 296. Today is Saturday, May 21, 2022, or in future land like Australia, it is Sunday, the 22nd. I am your host, Lita, and we are going solo today. So welcome, chat room. Thanks guys for coming and hanging out for a little bit. Do appreciate that. Who have we got? We've got Fair, Chris, Nisi, Stir somewhere there, Tiber's there, Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you guys. Thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru, for subscription 32 months. Thank you very much. That's very sweet. Tiber, that's a super cute coffee. I have mine right here, so yay, we've all properly caffeinated. Probably not, probably need more, but you know, you get that, because we have
coffee is my blood.
Never have enough. Absolutely. Anyway, we are probably going to, it's probably going to be a short show today. So we're going to get stuck right into it because there's a couple things that I want to mention in the news that we've got to go through. So, but first off, I want to let you know, my week in WoW Challenger related. Iron Lita hit level 22. Last week I did some streaming, Sunday afternoon, and we got her from 18 to 22, which is good. Yeah, so things are slowly, we're getting there slowly. Didn't have too many issues. Was still able to take on some rares, which was nice because bonus XP. But I think we're getting to the point that probably don't want to push it too much. Voidy being a warlock, Voidy's a very, very squishy. So as much as it's nice to have the pet and to send the pet out, but they are very squishy, and I forgot how squishy they are. So even with rares, it can be, what's the word? It can be a little bit risky to, you know, to push it too much, especially if you're trying to do health funnel. Health funnel takes your health. So as much as you want a health funnel to keep your pet up and drain life, you need to, you know, kind of get that timing really quite well with a warlock with a challenge turn. And it can get you, exactly, that spell can get you into trouble quite quickly. So sometimes it is really good just to, when you're, particularly when I am out of combat, if Voidy is getting under like half or has taken some damage, I normally don't health funnel. I'll just resummon. It's quicker to resummon. I'm pretty sure I got what spell was it? Completely gone mentally blank. But anyway, I think I just got the spell that I can kind of instantly do a summon demon, which is handy, obviously, during combat. But yeah, so when playing a warlock, just keep that in mind. Just be very careful what you're doing with health funnel. Drain life, definitely, but even that can be a little risky. Sometimes you just gotta run away. Sometimes you just gotta put your pet on passive and get out of there. So just keep that in mind, in particular when you're playing a warlock. Hunters with pets, I normally find are a bit better. As I said, voidy can be quite squishy at this low levels, and but again, look, if you've played a challenge tune with a warlock, let me know your thoughts. We all know we may be slightly, I'm not biased to a warlock, maybe. But for what I'm doing on this one, because I've gone horde side, so she is undead, and I haven't done that in quite some time, so I'm playing an iron, which is a lot of fun. So we'll see how we go. It's slow going because I'm trying to just level her while we're streaming and having time to stream during a busy week. I try and do it once a week, which is good. But anyway, we survive the week. She is still alive, so yay. That's good. So we'll see how we go. Hopefully I'll get some streaming in a bit later. Okay, let's have a look at, what do we got?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Always love that pop-up. It's great. Okay, let's have coffee first. This may be my fourth. Don't judge me. I still don't think it's enough. It's been a morning. Anyway. Okay, so news-wise, we have got some congratulations. Let's start off. We have got congratulations to No Harm Done on reaching max level and becoming our 18th pacifist challenge champion for Shadowlands. 18 pacifists. Who'd have thunk that back in pre-Shadowlands days? It's amazing. Congratulations. That's fantastic. So No Harm Done. Great name. Also, we have got congratulations to Not Anglo-lish. Sorry if I've butchered your name. On reaching at max level and becoming our 47th Shadowlands Iron Man champion. 47, guys. 47. Chris, thank you. Thank you very much. Was that for the coffee? No, Tanglo. No, Tanglo. Leshy? Words are hard. Anyway, our main thing is, if the owner of this challenge tune is listening, if you're watching, we've been reaching out to you. Nisi's been tweeting. We've put a post on the WoW Challenges forums. So if you're listening, please contact us. We've got some questions. We want to do a write-up for you, and we've got some questions to get out to you ASAP so we can get the write-up of your tune done. So again, you know, if you're listening, please contact either Nisi, myself, or the mods in Discord, and they will point you in the right direction. And again, Chris, thank you very much for the bits. Appreciate that. That's lovely. Thank you very much. Okay. Also, we have, Tiber. Tiber's leveled another max level goon. That's fantastic. So congratulations, Tiber, on getting Sneaky to max becoming our 19th Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Congratulations. That is amazing. 47 irons and with 19 passes. Who'd have thunk it? Seriously. Not me. That is amazing. Because the way we were looking at in beta in particular was, yeah, we didn't know how it was going to go. So this is a wonderful, wonderful result in how Shadowlands is going for us. It certainly did not look promising fair. Absolutely. We were very, very concerned. So yeah, that's that. And actually, that reminds me, I didn't put it in the show notes. So Nisi, this is the reminder, we'll add this in, that we have got, with Dragonflight coming, they're going to be doing alpha and beta testing and all of that. So if you do get into doing some testing, and you want to do some testing for your challenge tunes, please let us know. I've got a Google Doc that everyone who's going to be doing testing can put your thoughts and information down. I know I will be doing some. I'm not a huge fan of trying to look at storylines, so I try and avoid that. But just going out with the challenge tune and seeing how things play, that's what I do. So, and I know Nisi Fair definitely will be into that. Any other person, please contact me. Let me know. We will put you on the list, because the more people testing any of the challenge stuff while you can, you know, any thoughts, how things are playing, if there's bugs, you know, certainly report them. If there's, you know, all those bits and pieces. But if we can get an idea of how things are looking, what we need to do, you know, like alpha beta wise, then we can prepare ourselves for when Dragonflight goes live. Thankfully for Shadowlands, when we did the testing and we were all very, oh dear lord, this looks concerning, changes have come in. Obviously, that happens from beta into when it goes live. And, you know, Blizzard does do little hot fixes and the patches, and that makes, can make life a little bit better when they put, you know, certain things into the game. And as I said, we've got 47 irons, we've got 19 passes. You know, this is huge on where we thought we were going to be once Shadowlands had dropped. So again, if you're going to be doing any Dragonflight stuff coming up with alpha and beta and want to get in on the testing with us to have some thoughts, see how things go, please let me know, okay? Because I've got the Google Doc that we can put all of that info into. Also, hey, Taco's here. Awesome. Hey, Taco, haven't seen you for a while. Lovely, lovely to see you. Tibus is not sure what's favored for Iron, but Pally seems pretty strong. Yes. Everyone's opinion on easiest class race combo for Iron Man Taco. That's always a loaded question. Always a loaded question. But, you know, I think, like anyone, you know, Tiber thinks Pally's pretty good. I'm always going to be biased to Warlock, but, you know, slightly. Stur saying Hunter, Druid, Rogue, a strong Night Elf for Shadowmeld, obviously. I've been tearing it up with my BT tune. Feels good to be back. Well done. Excellent. Lovely to see you on the State of the Challenges, which I'll go through in a moment. Very exciting. Nisi says, yeah, people are better at different challenges. The more help points of view, the better. That's for testing. So most definitely. Hunter is always, you know, seems to be for some people, or for a lot of people, the easier, and I'll put quotation, you know, you've got your pet, you're not as squishy as a warlock, and all that kind of thing. You've got pets, you can get different pets to play with, you know, whether it's cats, turtles, bears, not frogs, what do you call them? Frogs? Anyway, like, there's all different pets you can get. So, you know, go test. There's all different ways you can do, but just have fun with it. Have fun. Yeah, Nisi, it's nice to see people on the bloodthirsty State of the Challenges this week. It's great. It's lovely to see our State of the Challenges again. Thank you, Zaya. Thank you, Rud. Thank you, Nap, very much. All right, some other news. So, yeah, so Nisi, just remember about the, I forgot to put it in. I'll add it after. I also wanted to make mention while I am here. We are 4 shows away from 300. 300. Crazy. I know, right? Ha, who'd have thought? Anyway, looking at with the dates that I've worked out for the next lot of shows, I'm looking at it should be the 25th of June. Oh, Chris, thank you. Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you. Mwah, to you. So I'm planning on it should be the 25th. The only reason it may not be that is if I'm sick and have to take a week off. I'm having the week off of my anniversary because it executes and my first anniversary on the 12th of June, which will be 11th for you guys. So there will be no show that week, but other than that, I'm hoping for shows every week. I know. Time flies, absolutely. So, for show 300, to get people's brains starting and thinking now, if you've got some tips, jokes, puns, questions, if you would like to pop in and say hi during the show, please contact me, because we might do that. All right, I'm not saying definitely, because normally the response I get is not many people want to do that, but if you'd like to, please contact me, let me know. That way I can work things out, because I have to change bits and pieces. But if you'd like to pop on, say hi, you know, like just a couple minutes. If you've got a story that you'd like to share over the 300 episodes, absolutely, let me know. Okay, so if you want, send that to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Contact me through Discord, through whichever. Okay. But yeah, as I said, it's only 4 shows away, and we'll do something a little special. All right. So yeah. Okay. I think I've covered all the big stuff. So let us get to the State of the Challenges. And there is lots of names this week. So first off, apologies if I butcher your name. That's the first thing. All right, let's start with Irons. All right, we have got a 10. We have got Arach, level 22, lost to the Nether. So something must have happened there. Number 9 is a Dank Iron at level 23. 8 this week is Paysense. I think it's spelled, it's a different spelling. Interesting. At level 24, but RIP. Number 7 is Fornessa. That's cute. I like that. At 25. Number 6 is One Death Char at 28. Number 5 this week is And Now or Never. Nice. At 29. Fourth is Refused Death. 30. Lost to the Nether. Number 3 is Kindra at 46. Number 2 is Iron Tunes at 48. And number 1 this week, who is our No Tengo Lechi, who hit 60 and is our 47th Shadowlands Iron Champion. Well done, everyone. A few lost to the Nethers and an RIP, so commiserations there. Bloods. Let me see. What have we got? We got 10 Bloods this week. Wow, that's awesome. All right, at number 10, we have got Sangrius at 11, Yellow Flag Kills. Okay, so it's Yellow Flagged Kills. Granting experience is too low. Kill something extra. So basically, you need to find your level stuff and go and like just kill for a bit. Double check, because we know things can get a little messy with chromie time and all the bits and pieces. Kill something, make sure it's counting on your stats, because sometimes you can kill something and it doesn't count. So just, you know, you might just need to spend half an hour or so out just killing, kill at the right level for what your turn is. And then it should, you know, come back to being green flagged. So just keep an eye on that. It gets a little tricky with the way things are with levels and whatnot, but you know, it's doable to get it certainly back into green flagged. All right, number 8 is Bloody Messy. Great name. At level 12, number 8. Oh, look who it is. And it is a wild taco, but reversed. So it's I'm not going to even try taco. It's wild taco. Level 14. RIP. Commiseration, sweetie. How did you lose your turn? Let us know. She's in the chat. So at 14. But good to see her back. Number 7 this week is Brizzy at level 19. That's what we call where I live. Brisbane. We call it Brizzy. You aggro too much, okay? Thank you. Yes, we do love tacos names. They are awesome. And at number 6, we do have another taco tune. It is Arcane Taco, but the other way, spelt backwards. So at level 28, wonderful. There we go. I'm guessing that's a mage taco. Gonna guess on that one. All right. So we at number 5 we have Zaya Bingra at 36, and it is a mage. Thank you. Number 4 is Tidal Soul at 45. Number 3 is Soul Glaive at 49. Number 2 is Soul Survivor at 55. And number 1 for our bloodthirsties is My Bloody Soul at 59. Okay, well, Niecy's been busy. So close, Niecy. That is awesome. Taco says, Arcane Mages are my fave for BT. Cool. Excellent. Well done, guys. That's great. Okay, let's have a look at our pacifists. We have got 10 pacifists. Number 10, we've got Peaceable. I'm really hoping that better be a Tauren. At level 15, number 9 this week is again at 17. 8 is Caresa at level 18. Number 7 is Tatonia, I think, at 19. Number 6, we have got On the Wind at level 20, but they were red flagged because they had 10 kills with 7 killing blows. Alright, number 5 is Akali at 21. Number 4 is Passy Thief at 38. Number 3 is Zyapelli at 57. Number 2 this week is Sneaker at 60. That is our 19th Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Number 1 is No Harm Done, which also hit 60, which was our 17th. So our 17th and 18th. Well done on our max level passies. Sneaky. That's what I thought. Came out as Sneaker. Why has it done that? Anyway, Sneaky. I've changed it. I've changed it, Nisi. It's okay. All right. Tins this week. We have got one tin. That would be Patience. At 29, so they've taken that, what was it, iron? They've taken the iron and put it over to the tin. So, well done, which of course you can certainly do that with those. Greens, we've got a couple of green mantoons. We have two of those. We have Bramnog at level 11. And we have got I'm guessing another Taco Tune. Can't tell. Maybe not. It's Otarkin. Taco, is it? No, it's not backwards. It doesn't work out backwards. Yeah. So I don't think it is Taco's turn. Otarkin. Not me. Okay, thank you. Someone likes Taco in their name. So, they hit 26. Well done. That's awesome. Don't have any green men at the moment. All right. Mrs. Roku, I need to get back onto my tunes. I understand that. Absolutely. All right. Working Man. We do have 4 of them this week. At number 4 is Tiber at level 15. Wonder who tuned that one is. Well done. Number 3 is we have Knockin'Ho. No Can-Ho. Knockin'Ho. I'm not sure the pronunciation. But they are level 16. They were red flagged with 8 uncommon slots were equipped. So yes, that can happen. Number 2 is Soul Blister at level 18. Wonder whose tune that is. And number 1. Oh, look who it is. We have got Work It Azzy at 38. So Azzy is back, busy over on a Working Man. That is awesome at level 38. Well done. Don't know that one. Don't know, hey? Question, does your list include the allied races? Should do. Should include all. Just depends on, I guess, what level people are. Like, I leveled my iron to 22, but I obviously, you know, got pushed off the list for whoever's coming at number 10. So I'm guessing I was somewhere around there, but these things happen. But yeah, well done. Hang on, let's do a little, where's my little, here we go, Congratulations to everyone. Nice busy week seeing the state of the challenges with all the leveling. Fantastic. Obviously, commiserations on those that we lost this week, and there appears it was a few, and a few red flags due to kills and things that go against the rules of that challenge. So, but still, wonderful job. So good to see the state of the challenges working and people leveling. So well done, everybody. Okay, well, I think we will go into this one. Let's play.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat!
And that is our favorite goblin. And I'm guessing he is busy staying out of trouble, hopefully. All right, Chit Chat. Let's have a look. I got a couple of jokes for you guys because, you know, that's how we roll. The first one, I thought this was, some people in the chat room might appreciate this one. All right, here we go. Why do people make bad chemistry jokes? Because all the good ones are gone. I'm hoping that one really makes sense to certain people in the chat room if they are listening. Okay. Yep. All right. Excellent. I'm glad. Okay. His a coffee joke just cause we have to do one. What's a barista's favorite programming language? Java. I had to. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of coffee. Okay. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Whenever I think of the 80s, my first thought is of a boombox, but that's just a stereotype. Yep. Thank you. Nice. I have not heard that one before either. That's cute. But I thought it was going to go down the way of whenever I think of the 80s, I still only think the 80s is like 20 years ago. It's not. Scary. Time flies. All right. There was a question. Where is the question? Okay. Mrs. Rock Guru asks, are there any competitions in the works? At the moment, no. That is the short answer. The long answer is the guys are still working on the code, so there's still a lot of things with the website and the code that they're busy working on. Competitions is something that we're definitely looking at, but at the moment it's just making sure that we've got all the base challenges all seem to be running really well. The other challenges like our greens are working, you know, tin, they seem to be going well. I'm hoping there's work going on with teams at some stage. Like, that's another thing. We still got to get teams up and running and then once everything's kind of settled with that, then hopefully we'll also be able to look at bringing some competitions back. So short term, not at the moment. The guys are still busy working on stuff, but long term, definitely. We've also got a new expansion coming, so I don't think we would be looking at a competition before Shadowlands goes at this stage. Not unless they work miracles for me, but you know, again, we will see how it plays. But at the moment, long term, yes, we do want to bring competitions back, but we need to work through how they're going to go, because we've only just got the coding for all the other stuff going. So fingers crossed. And again, they have done a wonderful job. We do appreciate them all so much for all the hard work they've done and are doing. So fingers crossed, eventually we do want competitions back, because that will be fun. But Shadowlands has been a big cluster with everything, so I don't think we'll push it to try and get a competition in here. So Dragonflight is probably where we'll look at doing some of that stuff eventually. Okay, so yeah, we've waited this long a bit. We'll just have to wait a bit longer. All right, so it may not be what you want to hear, but at the moment we're just happy to have things working, which is really, really good. All right, anything else that I really need to follow up on? Any other questions? Nothing? Don't think so. All right, well, again, thank you for the follows. Thank you for the bits. I do appreciate those very much from you guys. Let's put some hearts, because we do heart you all. Also, we want to thank our wonderful Iron Elites for helping keep the things and the stuff going with the show, with the website, all of that. So thank you very much for your support, our wonderful Iron Elites. We have got Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Dave DeHooker, Execute Fair, Grand Negus, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, and Zaya. Thank you so much for that support, as well as thank you all for whatever support that you can give us, whether that is sending out tweets, liking, playing the challenges, guys. That is, seeing our state of the challenges is, you know, we can see people have come back to the challenges, which is fantastic. So thank you very much for your support and for playing. We do appreciate that. Want to say a huge thank you to our wonderful mods. All the things that you guys do. Thank you. Thank you. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Thank you. To our wonderful Code Wardens, Rud, Naptime, and Zaya in particular, for their hard work. And they continue to blow us out of the water with all the things they're doing to get stuff working with the website and the code. Thank you. I'm pretty sure Rud's gone on holidays. I think. If not, is going on holidays. So have a nice break when you go. We look forward to seeing you when you get back. So a little shout out to him. So thank you for that. And thank you guys for spending your time here with me today to give, you know, it's lovely. It's like having a little sit down, a little chat with you all there. So thank you for giving of your time to help support us over here at the Wild Challenges. We do appreciate that. All right, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, May 28 at 7 p.m. Eastern. cave. Yeah, nothing better to do. Excellent. Come join us. I hope you have coffee. That would be good. Next week, Fez going to come and join me, which would be nice to catch up with her. So that will be good. Don't forget, you've got all the details over at thewellchallenges.com. Of course, you've got bourbon. I wasn't going to say it, Dave, but I figured you had bourbon. You can do bourbon and coffee from memory. Sure, I used to do bourbon and coffee back in the day when I could drink. Anyway, just saying. So don't forget, all of the information is on the website. You can go to Discord. There's Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. All the information is there if you're not sure of. You can also download episodes, check us out on podcasts like Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, that kind of thing. And certainly, if you need to contact me, please send an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Just remember, if you're expecting an instant reply, it won't happen, because what with working and life, I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. But again, don't forget, we have show 300 in 4 shows time. So if you've got anything to contribute to that, whether that's jokes, tips, or if you'd like to come onto the show to pop in and say hi, please let me know. I work, yes, I know. Work is definitely, sometimes it does not feel like that. Sometimes it's quite good. Yes. Anyway, we'll see. I get a fun job of going to do a customer visit tomorrow. That's putting me right outside my comfort zone. But no, it should be good. I have not done one for a very long time, so this should be fun. Anyway, talk to me tomorrow night, I guess. Alright, so don't forget, if you want to find all of the things, the easiest thing is I have got link tree. Link that has all my stuff for like emails, Instagram, all the bits and pieces, but pretty much the anything that's kind of later well is normally me. But you can follow me all over the place on Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all the stuff. So check that out if you would like to. That could be, come on, lottery. What's Dave? Could be scary fun. Better off for Halloween, but I digress. I don't get it, but okay. Alright, well, on that note, big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on the intro, as always, because we love it so much. We appreciate all the hard work that went into that one. We do love it. So thank you, Russ. Thank you very much. Please find, if you want to follow him, check him out. He is on Discord as Mr. Bright01. If you want to get in contact, he is very clever, very talented. And also, don't forget to check out some of the Spreadshirt designs over on our shop on Spreadshirt, because he's done of those, and we love those. Also, big thank you to my husband Execute for helping me with the outro, which you will hear in a moment. I do appreciate the help that we get from our wonderful people in and around this community, so thank you very much. Alright guys, that's it. Short show is a good show, right? As I say, it's longer than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, we didn't do too bad. Thank you for hanging out. Please, again, stay safe, both in and out of game. Have a fantastic week. Stay safe, stay dry, especially if you're in Brisbane at the moment, where it is raining again. Yay! And yeah, please just take it easy. Have a good week. We will catch you next week. All right, guys. Bye!
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.